Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 25 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
Precisely. I found the latter view, i.e. diamonds, more persuasive.
Okay, why?
Well, he is very specific to begin with, you know? Eurasia gained an early advantage because the grains there were richer in protein and easier to store than maize in the Americas or bananas in tropical regions. And these are essential factors if things are to advance from nomadic hunter-gatherer society to rooted agrarian society. It makes sense, you see. No wonder he was given a Pulitzer Prize for this work.
I see where you're coming from, but I'm not so convinced. Okay, it may explain the difference between Eurasian civilizations and others, but not within Eurasian civilizations, you see? I mean, according to that explanation, how were the Chinese more successful than the Europeans until the 19th century? And how did they fail after that? Or even more specifically, how did the British gain dominance over the Spaniards? British crops were easier to store than Spanish ones? Surely not.
Okay, I see your point. So, shall we say the key ingredient behind the success of the West was institutional, not climatic or geographic?
Definitely, yeah. I'm not sure success is the most politically correct term, though.
Ah, good point. Ascent, maybe? Does that sound more neutral?
Yeah, that sounds better. Now, what examples shall we throw in to back up our case?
What about North America and South America being the biggest sociological experiment? Who said that again? Was it also Acemoglu?
Nah, it was Ferguson. But I think it's a good illustration, too. We must mention that, compared to any society in the North, the South, or the Inca Empire, to be more precise, was originally far ahead in terms of, well, basically everything. Economically, it was much, much richer. Its society and technology were far more advanced. And it enjoyed better climatic conditions as well, with the land there being far more fertile.
Uh-huh. Then Ferguson argues that, put very short, today, America and Canada are indisputably more successful than any other country in Latin America, as the British brought their system to the former, while the Spanish brought theirs to the latter, yeah?
Precisely. Hence his argument that what determines whether a country is rich or poor is its institutional structure. I think we'd better be more precise in terms of the British system brought to the Americas.
True. What about poor landless servants being able to acquire land after their indenture period is over?
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Shall we say this would never have happened in the South?
I don't think it's necessary. I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? Instead, I think we should include the example Ferguson himself put in his book. You know, the young English couple arriving in North Carolina or something with hardly anything, let alone a piece of land or property.
Oh, I remember that one as well. Yes, great idea. Let's put in that anecdote. Which page was it on? Was it within just 3 years of work as a servant, they are officially given a certain amount of land as well as the right to vote or something?
Yeah, I think it was 3 years. Hold on, let me find it.
That is the end of part three. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to part 4.